Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
When life gives you lemons, make health. Can lemons be that good for you? We all know lemons come with sour faces, and we all know maybe lemons for cleaning countertops and things. But do you know the actual life-giving benefits of lemons, including not just the stuff that's on the inside, the stuff that lines it called the bioflavonoids? We overlook lemons, and they don't end up, I think, in enough of our foods. Being married to a European, this woman squeezes a little lemon juice, fresh lemon juice, and everything. And you don't taste the lemon, you just taste the freshness. Holly, do you cook with lemons? Do you always have lemons around? Do you recognize
always,
this?
Always, 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 always lemons, always limes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so funny when things like this happen, because I always wonder, it's like, you know, people are like, hey, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, you know? I'm like, well, first of all, you can do so many things with them. And there's the other one. I think I saw a greeting card once. On the front, it said, if life gives you lemons, and it was this old woman, elderly woman, she's had these, it was a cartoon of an elderly woman. You open up the card and it says, well, put them in your bra. What could hurt, right? So I don't understand.
Where do you find cards like that?
Well, believe me, I have a friend who's a copywriter, and he gets all sorts of free cards, and some of them are just completely, it's an art in and of itself, I would say. But I always have them around, because I think that, first of all, they are so versatile in your life as far as health. So that's why when life gives you lemons out there, I want you to make health. There are so many great tips. And lemons, I think, should be a staple in the kitchen. You can add them to, you can add a sliced lemon with some tea leaves, a cinnamon stick, steep in hot water for about a minute or two, add honey. It's a very comforting, lovely, power-packed, it could take the place of an extra Diet Coke in the afternoon, or a cup of coffee, where you can just get that taste, you can get that warmth, and it's actually beneficial for you.
Yeah, and why do we devote an entire 10 minutes to talking about lemons? Because we really feel that strongly about it. Life is about a series of habits. And if your habit is to have lemon mixed in daily with your foods, you're going to boost your overall antioxidant intake. Now, one thing that I learned in this process, Holly, was that citric acid, which, you know, it has that word acid again, and so everybody gets spooked to hear it. Or some people have talked about citric acid as being allergies and things. But one of the things that's overlooked that you really wanted me to point out and that we need to discuss is citric acid as an antioxidant.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten it's really one of our best antioxidants, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I use this all the time, and you might have heard it from me before, but to show how powerful citric acid is as an antioxidant, think about making that big bowl of green guacamole, right? So you sit it out in the oxygen, and so read that as oxidative stress, free radicals, right? And it turns brown without protection. However, if you take a lemon, you squeeze that citric acid over there, that's just 100% complete protection, and you know that stuff stays green, even if it's assaulted by oxygen, which can be friend or foe. We have to remember that. That's what our good antioxidants are for. You know, one of the things, I'm doing a nutrition challenge with my gym. And so we're always talking about, you know, what we're eating and what we're not eating. And, you know, one of the things that the girls are getting really sort of tripped up about is, of course, we're eating tons of nutrient-dense vegetables, right? But then they go to put the salad dressing on it. And then they're looking at the ingredients and they're getting all tripped up about how much fat and calories and these additives in the salad dressing. All right, let's talk about making health with lemons. I think one of the best tasting, and I'm not just saying this because I have been known to like cardboard taste, because I just feel like I've been so used to trying things over the years in the healthy versions, right? But healthy food does not have to be not tasty. It can be delicious. And lemons, when you think about it, here's my favorite. Lemon juice into extra virgin olive oil, add some crushed garlic, maybe a little bit of black pepper, some coarse salt, and finely chopped herbs. It is an amazing salad dressing. It's amazing. It's tastier than any bottled, prepackaged salad dressing that I've ever seen at the store.
I want to get those ingredients down. Lemon juice, extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper, and then some fresh herbs like parsley and you said garlic.
Parsley, mint, and good. Then crush some garlic in there. Oh, it's just so great, and it's so good for you. And that's, it's so simple, not rocket science, as we like to say here on this show. It is your health with lemons, and it's not rocket science, but use them. Use them all over the place. I mean, you mentioned, you know, the other thing that you can do, you can definitely use lemon as part of your cleaning. I mean, it's just, I mean, yeah. You know, we I think we have a blog. I'm going to get a blog at the do-it-yourself sort of. I actually have a blog coming at radiomd.com. Do-it-yourself cleaning supplies. One of the things we talk about a lot is our environmental exposure to things, and some of it are very passive. We don't have control over it. So let's take control over what we do have, right? Well, if we could make some effective, because I, you know, there's a lot of times people don't go towards do-it-yourself home cleaning products because they're not effective, but we can make them effective. And lemon with vinegar is another. So using lemon as a household cleaning product is one of those things where we can reduce exposure to the harmful chemicals and actually use something for your health.
Yeah, I found that interesting that one big difference in Europe here is that part of making a salad is making the dressing. That's just, I may have seen three or four times a bottled dressing in Europe in somebody's house. They just make it and it's exactly that. There's always lemon in it. But also, it's one thing, we had room for a little fruit tree in our yard. There was no doubt, I was thinking oranges, but you get sick of eating oranges. We immediately went to lemons because we realized all the things that we were going to use it for. We're going to put it in every dressing. We're going to use it with fish, you know, to dump it on because we'll use it on fish. We'll use it in tea. We'll use it, whatever's left over from whatever we cooked that day, we squish on the countertop as a nice cleaning agent, and we go from there. And it shocked me that I would always think like a regular food tree would be the one to go to, but it wasn't because of the versatility of the lemons as well as all the antioxidant effect that's there. But one thing else is that lemon always, I can always tell my wife adds lemon not to foods, not because I taste lemon, but because it gives it this freshness. It just, yeah. It tastes fresh. And that dressing is so simple and so wonderful that we need to get that one on a blog.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, one of the things that I harp on all the time as far as foundational health is concerned, we are looking at staying hydrated, right? Drinking water. And people have a hard time getting enough water in. I was with my friend out in Malibu yesterday, and they took my analogy of health is all about being able to, hey, what are your deposits during the day as far as your health savings account? What is your withdrawals? And one of their deposits, their rocks that they can depend on, is taking in a gallon of water a day. They're fitness folks, and they do exert and sweat a lot. So when I went over and had a glass of water, it was, what was it? It was the most tasty water. Yeah. Guess what they did? They had prepared water. Okay, just water, 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 good clean water. And they sliced cucumbers and lemons and marinated the water in them all day. So by the time it hit my lips and my taste buds, all I wanted to do was drink that water. I didn't want to have a glass of wine. I didn't want to have anything except more water. And so think about that. You know, the other thing that I've used lemons for to kind of get that taste and that refreshing is slice up lemon and place it in the ice tray. Pour water over them and freeze. And then you've got lovely lemony ice cubes for your next cup of tea or water as well. You can use those lemon-infused ice cubes. It's awesome. I know, you and I are spending 9-10 minutes on lemons, but I think it's completely worth it.
Well, but remember the bigger picture here. Why do we do this? It's because our habits dictate our health. And again, if your habit is to have some lemon in every one of your ice cubes, and when you drink water, if you are somebody who uses a lot of ice cubes, that antioxidant is in there every time, that can be the difference between heart attacks and cancer. And I can say this because I'm a physician. I'm not a PhD researcher claiming this. What I'm saying is that we are trying to drive these healthy habits into people rather than these disease habits. You said it before. You can trade out the soda for this. You're going to be in business.